Welcome back to another edition of the Pick Six. I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw, coming to you from Xfinity Studios at Winter Park. You guys have questions, and we have some answers. Let's get to work. The first question comes from Steve. Where will Cordero Patterson fall on the depth chart with Mike Wallace now on board? I actually think the Wallace addition will help Cordero Patterson and all the other playmakers on the Vikings offense. A rising tide floats all boats. So with Mike Wallace on the field and with all the attention he will command, I think it could free Cordero Patterson up to make some big plays. And then once the defense compensates for Patterson, that could free Mike Wallace up. So I think the addition of Mike Wallace helps the rest of the playmakers on the Vikings offense. We go to Twitter for our next question. The number one Vikings fan asks, a lot of people are saying Landon Collins wouldn't be a good fit next to Harrison Smith because of their similar playing style. Thoughts? Well, I don't know if our coaches would say Landon Collins and Harrison Smith have a similar playing style, but even if they would, what's wrong with having two Harrison Smiths? Harrison Smith is one of the better safeties in the NFL, and if Landon Collins can be anything like him, a team would be foolish not to pair him with a guy like Harrison Smith. Landon Collins, certainly not the only talented defensive player in this year's class. The Vikings will have their pick of the litter at number 11. Looking forward to them adding a great player in the first round. Alex has the next question. Now that Jerome Felton is gone, is it possible that the Vikings move Matt Asiata to fullback? Well, Matt does have some versatility. He can block, he can run, he can catch, he can play on special teams. That's why the Vikings have held on to him, so it wouldn't surprise me if he could fill that role. But the Vikings also have Zach Line. They could even put Rhett Ellison in there at fullback. So those questions will all be decided throughout the offseason program and once we get into training camp. But Matt Asiata, with his versatility, he's got a spot on this roster, and I'm looking forward to watching him compete to earn some playing time. The next question comes from Alex. Did Chad Greenway play 8 or 9-man football in high school? Mount Vernon, South Dakota, Chad Greenway, he played 9-man high school, was recruited by Iowa, went there, and of course the rest is history. The heart and soul of the Vikings defense over the past 9 seasons, going into his 10th season, it's great to have Chad on board. Carter from Roseville has the next question. When I read articles about teams who will make a leap into the playoffs this year, why don't I ever see the Vikings? I don't know. I can't explain why those outlets that you're reading don't pinpoint the Vikings as a team to make the playoffs, but there's nothing wrong with being under the radar. This team is hungry, coming off a 7-win season, a young roster with an emerging quarterback, some playmakers on offense, and Mike Zimmer and George Edwards guiding that defense. I think this is a team on the rise and a team that can compete for NFC North supremacy this season. Lauren in Eden Prairie asks, what will be your favorite feature of the new Viking Stadium? A lot of options here to choose from, including the ETFE, the clear roof. I think that will be a unique feature of the Viking Stadium. But if I had to pinpoint one thing that I'll love about the stadium, it is the game day experience for fans. We travel around to a lot of different stadiums every season, a lot of great stadiums in the NFL, and those fans have great experiences. Now Vikings fans will also have a great game day experience. No matter what you like out of a stadium, you're going to get it at the new Vikings Stadium that opens in 2016. It's getting closer and closer. Speaking of closer and closer, the NFL draft is getting closer and closer. Please stay tuned to Vikings.com for comprehensive coverage of the 2015 NFL draft. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, we'll be with you for wall-to-wall coverage of one of the most exciting events every year on the NFL calendar. That's it for this week's edition of the Pick Six. We'll be back next week, so please submit your questions right here to the email address at the bottom of the screen, and we'll see you next week.